We've all felt that New Year's resolution enthusiasm, right? The one where we decide, this is it. This is the year I become a runner. Maybe even sign up for a 5K. Only to find those grand plans fizzling out faster than we'd like to admit.
It's a tale as old as time.
It really is. Makes you wonder, why is it so difficult to make running a habit, even when it's something we enjoy?
It's a question that has puzzled many, and for good reason. Motivation obviously plays a huge role. But there's also the ever-present constraint of time. And let's not forget the social aspects. Some thrive in a group setting, others not so much.
That's exactly what drew me to this particular research paper. It tackles this very issue of maintaining that runner's high, so to speak, but through a rather unexpected lens, storytelling.
Run With Me, Designing Storytelling Tools for Runners. It's a title that might make you do a double take if you stumbled upon it in a stack of, say, fitness app studies.
Right. Doesn't exactly scream heart rate zones and interval training, does it?
Not at all. Presented at a conference on ubiquitous computing, this research dives into how technology can be used not just to track our runs, but to actually transform the experience itself.
Ubiquitous computing, now there's a term that feels very present, very much intertwined with our daily lives. Could you unpack that a bit for us? What does it actually mean in this context?
Think of it this way. Technology is so seamlessly woven into our lives that we almost don't even notice it's there. This research explores if sharing those running experiences through that very technology can actually inspire others to get out there and run themselves.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But we live in a world flooded with running apps. So what makes this research stand out? What are they doing differently?
Most running apps focus on personal tracking, maybe some social sharing after the fact. This research, they're exploring something else entirely. Imagine a runner live streaming their run, not just for accountability, but to actually create a shared experience, a sense of community that then becomes its own form of motivation.
Live streaming runs to motivate people. It's an interesting concept, not going to lie. What made the researchers decide to explore this particular avenue?
Well, they began with a pretty simple experiment. See what happens when you have a runner live stream a couple of their runs. So they found an experienced runner who already had a bit of a following on Periscope, you know, the social media platform. And they had him live stream two of his runs, both on pretty popular running trails in Tokyo, each about 45 minutes or so.
Okay, so we've got a runner, a phone, and they're off. But did anyone actually tune in?
That's where things get interesting, because for both of those live streams, they had about 600 people watching the entire time. And it wasn't just passive watching either. The runner, he really made an effort to engage with that online audience.
Engaging with an audience while you're running? I can only imagine that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
How did he manage that?
Picture this. He'd be running, and then he'd turn the camera on himself, ask the audience for directions. You know, should I go left or right here? Or want to see more of this part of the forest? Really made the viewers part of the experience, almost as if they were making the decisions about the route along with him.
So they weren't just watching a run, they were kind of participating in it. Did the researchers get any feedback from either the runner or the viewers about the experience?
They did. The runner, he was actually surprised by how many people tuned in and stayed tuned in for the whole run. He said it was a really cool experience, a totally different way to connect with an audience. In fact, he even mentioned wanting to keep doing these live streamed runs, maybe show off some more of the cool places he runs in Japan.
Sounds like a win-win. He gets this extra boost of motivation, the viewers get a fun experience, maybe even inspired to do some running themselves.
Exactly. There were some hiccups, though. The runner found that using a typical live streaming app while running, well, it wasn't exactly built for that. Holding the phone steady, getting a decent camera angle while you're moving that much, those apps weren't designed for that. That's actually what got the researchers thinking. Could they make this whole experience even more immersive? Even more, dare I say, ubiquitous?
Periscope. Not quite cutting it for the full immersion experience, it seems. So what other technological avenues did they start looking into? Ubiquitous computing. It always conjures up these images of sleek, futuristic gadgets.
Their next thought was all about perspective. What if, instead of that selfie-style view, they could give viewers a third-person perspective, especially in 360 degrees? The idea was that would create a much more immersive and therefore more motivating experience. Viewers would feel almost as if they were right there running alongside the runner, experiencing the environment and the physical effort firsthand.
Going from holding a phone to strapping on a whole third-person camera rig, that's a whole other level. Did they actually manage to build anything like that?
They did. They put together a prototype. Imagine a 360-degree camera mounted on a back strap so it sits right behind the runner, capturing everything from over their shoulder.
I'm picturing something that looks like a high-tech backpack. Though knowing prototypes, I doubt it was particularly elegant looking at that stage.
You're spot on. The researchers themselves admitted that the early prototypes were, well, let's just say they weren't exactly winning any design awards.
Fair enough. But did this contraption actually work? Did it do what they wanted it to do?
Surprisingly, yeah, it did. They had a few runners, all with some live streaming experience, take the prototype out on shorter runs and give them feedback. And the feedback was actually quite positive. The runners all said the image quality was better than they expected from a prototype, especially in terms of how clearly it captured the movement and the environment of the run.
Promising start, for sure. But I have to imagine that strapping would basically amount to a camera to your back and then going for a run. That must come with its own set of challenges, comfort-wise.
Comfort was definitely a big point in the feedback. The runners all agreed that the prototype was still pretty bulky and awkward to run with. So, you know, if they wanted to make this something runners could actually use regularly, that's something they'd need to work on big time.
Sounds like they're onto something with this whole third-person 360-degree perspective thing, but definitely a work in progress. Any other interesting takeaways from these early experiments?
One of the runners actually suggested a pretty cool idea, incorporating real-time feedback from the viewers or even performance data directly into the live stream. You know, imagine viewers sending encouraging messages that pop up on the runner's smartwatch or hearing their pace and distance announced through the live stream. Integrating that data and feedback into the immersive experience, that could potentially make the whole community and motivational aspect even stronger.
It sounds we're on the verge of something pretty groundbreaking here. Technology, fitness, and storytelling all coming together in a whole new way. So what's next for these researchers and their quest to make us all run more?
They're actually gearing up for a much bigger study now. Want to really dig into those motivational aspects. They've got 30 participants lined up, all of them keen on making running a more regular part of their lives. It's worth pointing out, these aren't marathon runners or anything. They're people who enjoy running, who want to make it stick, but haven't quite managed to yet.
A good mix, then. And I imagine different things will motivate different people. So how are they planning to study this whole live stream running thing with this new group?
That's where it gets really clever. They're going to have these participants do their live-streamed runs, but from all different viewpoints. So some will be from the runner's perspective, that first-person view. Some will use that backstrap camera for the over-the-shoulder look. They're even going to try 360-degree video, so viewers can choose their own view, and even VR. Imagine experiencing the run as if you were the one wearing the camera.
Wow, that's ambitious. Comparing all those different perspectives, what are they hoping to learn from that?
The big question is, which perspective is the most effective? Which one makes viewers feel the most connected to the runner, the most motivated? And ultimately, which one actually leads to people changing their behavior and running more themselves?
Makes you think, what is it about the experience that really resonates? Is it seeing the world through the runner's eyes, feeling that effort? Mm-hmm. Or is it more about that feeling of being there, like you get with the 360 in the VR?
Exactly. Those are the questions they're going to try to answer. And it goes even beyond the tech itself. They also want to understand how different ways of telling the story through those technologies can influence behavior, maybe even help people lead healthier, more active lives.
It's fascinating to think this research could have implications way beyond just running. Imagine if you could apply those same techniques to other activities, make exercise feel less a chore and more, well, more an adventure you share with others.
Now, that is an exciting thought. As technology becomes more and more a part of us, so to speak, finding ways to use it to encourage positive change, like getting people moving, building communities, it's important work.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. If we can share someone's run, feel their effort as they climb that hill, see a beautiful view through their eyes, well, maybe that's all the motivation we need to lace up our own shoes and hit the road. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.